Well, look, I'm delighted to be here with my colleague, Frank Feehan. He's somebody who has worked for many, many years on the ground, and I'm delighted to be down to support him in making sure that he retains his seat and that he continues to represent the people here in Sligo. And, you know, I think Frank is just representative of so many wonderful candidates that we have the length and breadth of this country. And as a party, we'll be working and talking to the people to show them that we have not just the experience in our party in delivering for this country, but that we have a new energy, we have new candidates with new ideas, new proposals, and we want to put that to the people.
And do you think, judging by the party's popularity, that maybe two candidates should have run in this constituency for Fine Gael?
Look, I think we had to make decisions in every constituency, and I think we've made the right decision here in putting forward Frank. And as I said, he will stand on his record and the fantastic work that he has done over the years. And I look forward to seeing him back in the Dáil in the next couple of weeks. But look, you know, we have over 60 new candidates across the country. We have over 40% female candidates as well, because we're absolutely committed to making sure we get to that balance and we get that equal representation that we all want to see in our Dáil as well.
Over the last couple of days, Fine Gael has promised to increase the VAT rate for the hospitality sector to 11%, or decrease it to 11% rather. It's too little too late for a lot of cafes and restaurants here in Sligo and across the Northwest region that have closed. Should the party have acted quicker in this regard?
Well, look, we've done a huge amount to date in supporting businesses. A huge amount of businesses remained open during COVID because of the phenomenal financial support that was provided at a really difficult time. We're in a coalition, and obviously decisions had to be taken in the last budget. But what we are doing now is providing certainty, and Fine Gael has listened to businesses the length and breadth of the country, large and small, and what they want is certainty, in particular around the VAT percentage. So that's why we're saying we would put the 11% on a permanent basis. We can do that next year because of the fact that the energy costs, or the energy VAT, will naturally return back and increase. That allows us to create that reduction. On top of that, you have Minister Burke proposing to provide further additional supports to deal with energy costs. There's additional supports then in the PRSI rebate, as well as then the larger businesses will be able to get up to 75% on their capital costs off retrofitting, so again to reduce costs. So there's a huge amount there to support businesses of all sizes, of all kinds, and we want to do more, and we'll continue to work with them and to engage with them to help them in whatever way that we can. They are the lifeblood of so much of our communities, and we acknowledge that and recognise that.
We've been hearing from some constituents over a lack of Gardaí in their locality, rural Gardaí stations not being manned. As an outgoing Justice Minister, what's your feeling on that? Will we ever see these rural Gardaí stations reopened?
Well, firstly, there's not a station that's closed under my tenure, and in fact, more stations have reopened or been refurbished and improved. There's over €340 million has been and is being spent on Garda stations the length and breadth of this country, and that will continue under Fine Gael's watch. We'll continue to invest in our rural stations and our local stations, and in particular in investing in Garda Síochána. We have more members in our college now in the last year than we've had since pre-COVID, and we intend to make sure that the numbers continue to increase. That way, every constituency, every county, every area, urban and rural, can benefit from those increased numbers of Gardaí, and that's an absolute priority for us.
Finally, I'll have to ask you about Michael O'Leary's comments over the weekend. Not very helpful to the campaign just a few days in.
Oh, look, I mean, I don't agree with what he said. I have a lot of members of my family who are teachers, including my sister, who's an SNA, and they do a wonderful job, not just in teaching our future generations, but I've also worked very closely with Enda Kenny, Michael Noonan, Patrick O'Donovan now, and all of those people are or were teachers and contribute hugely to our Dáil and to our country. So, you know, look, we have teachers running for us now and newer members as well, and I think they'd be a fantastic addition to the Dáil.
And he's standing by those comments today, though, saying that the Dáil should be more diverse.
Well, look, I think we should have a diverse Dáil. I think we all believe that, and that means, you know, somebody representing every area, and that includes teachers.